Novel Audio presents Then Will the Great Ocean Wash Deep Above, Book 3 of the Apollo Quartet by Ian Sales. Read for you by Trina Nishimura.
Therefore, I greatly fear in heart and spirit that as soon as he sets the light of the sun, he will scorn this island, for truly I have but a hard rocky soil, and overturn me and thrust me down with his feet in the depths of the sea. Then will the great ocean wash deep above my head forever, and he will go to another land, such as will please him, there to make his temple and wooded groves. Homeric Hymn to Delian Apollo, translated by Hugh G. Evelyn White, 1914. The Mercury 13. Geraldine M. Jerry Cobb. Janet Christine Jan Dietrich. Mary Wallace Wally Funk. Jean Hickson. Sarah Gorlick. Irene Leverton. Geraldine, Jerry, Sloan, Marion Dietrich, Bernice, B. Stedman, Myrtle, K. Cagle, Rhea Hurl, Jean Nora Stumbau, Jane Briggs, Janie Hart. Up. It is April 1962. NASA arranges a press conference and gets the astronauts all gussied up and puts them on a stage behind a big table in a conference room in Dolly Madison House. There's maybe 100 reporters in the room, but not many men, and that includes the handful on the stage, like the NASA administrator, Dr. T. Keith Glennon, and Dr. W. Randolph Lovelace, and Brigadier General Donald D. Flickinger, USAF, who started the whole thing when they put a group of women pilots through the astronaut tests. The reporters ask lots of questions about the selection process and the testing, and each of the 13 gives the answers NASA has told them to give. Then, a reporter sticks up her hand. Dr. Glennon points at her, and the reporter says, "I would like to ask Mrs. Hart if her husband has anything to say about this, and or her 8 children." "They are all as enthusiastic about the program as I am," Janie Hart says. "Even the little ones." "How about the others?" asks the reporter. "Same question."
"Suppose we go down the line, 1, 2, 3, on that," says NASA Director of Public Relations Walter T. Bonney. "The question is, has your husband, or maybe he's just your beau, has he had anything to say about this?"
Not all of the astronauts are married. Not all of them are courting. When you log thousands of flying hours, there's not much room for cuddles and candlelit dinners. Those who are married echo Hart's answer. "Everything back home is peachy. Hubby backs her to the hilt. The kids think Mom is great." Geraldine Sloan, Jerry, the year before she was testing top-secret terrain following radar for Texas Instruments, flying B-25s a handful of feet above the waves over the Gulf of Mexico. She leans toward her microphone and says, "I don't think any of us could really go on with something like this if we didn't have pretty good backing at home. If it's what I want to do, my husband is behind it. And the kids are too, 100%. A couple of eyebrows behind the table go up. They all know Sloan's marriage is pretty much over. If not for NASA public relations, Jerry and Lou would have gone their separate ways last year. There's a shadow hanging over the conference, though. No one mentions it. The Russians have already put the first man into space and followed him with a second, and it's going to be a while before the U.S. can follow suit. NASA, however, will have the first...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?